Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Hope you are all doing well. I hope you've had a wonderful week and a beautiful weekend. It's certainly beautiful in my area of the world. Absolutely gorgeous weather, and I'm excited to do some cooking out tonight. I'm excited about that. We've had a lot of rain and snow and stuff lately, so I haven't been able to cook out as much. So I'm excited. Today I want to talk about sin. It's kind of like a happy, upbeat intro for something that is generally regarded as kind of depressing. But I did want to talk about it because it's important. But also I think that we as Christians sometimes forget what sin actually is, or what it means, or how we should look at our own individual sin as compared against the sins of the world, the sins of the outside world, things like that. So I want to talk about it from a Judaic background, but then also a Christian interpretation. And I want to talk about what missing the mark means and how we can think about that. Now, if you haven't had a chance, head on over to Josh Peck Disclosure. That is the main website for everything that I do. These types of videos, all sorts of videos. If you're brand new to this channel, we kind of deal with a lot of different things. We do Bible study stuff, but we also deal with politics and other things like that. So, you know, and I'm a Christian conservative type myself, so that's the lens that this stuff gets filtered through. But when it comes to something as basic as sin, surprisingly in the mainstream church, it's not taught on as much as it probably should be. You know, there's a lot of people that follow things like prosperity gospel, and they don't really deal with sin or repentance too much. But there's a really easy way to think about sin, especially in terms of missing the mark, which is actually what it means. So we're going to talk about that. But first, from the from Judaism, from the roots of Christianity, mainstream Judaism actually regards the violation of any of the 613 commandments of the Mosaic law for Jews, or the seven Noahic laws for Gentiles as a sin. So Judaism teaches that all humans are inclined to sin from birth. Sin has a lot of different classifications and degrees. Some are punishable with death by the court, while others are with death by heaven, others with lashes, and others without that kind of punishment too. But no sins with willful intent go without consequence. Now, unwillful violations, then that doesn't count as sins. Sins by error are considered as less severe sins. So when the temple stood in Jerusalem, people would offer sacrifices for their misdeeds. The atoning aspect of I'm going to butcher these Jewish words, but I'm going to try. Korbanot is carefully circumscribed. So for the most part, Korbanot only expiate such sins by error, or sins committed because a person forgot or they didn't know that this thing was a sin. And in some circumstances, lack of knowledge is considered close to deliberate intent. So no atonement is needed for violations committed under duress. For the most part, Korbanot cannot atone for a deliberate sin. And in addition, it has no expiating effect unless a person making the offering sincerely repents of his or her actions before making the offering, and then makes restitution to any person who suffered harm through the violation. So Judaism teaches that all willful sin has consequences. The completely righteous suffer for their sins by humiliation, poverty, suffering that God sends them in this world, and receive their reward in the world to come. The in-between, the not completely righteous or completely wicked, suffer for and repent their sins after death, and therefore thereafter join the righteous. And then the very evil do not repent, even at the gates of hell. So such people prosper in this world to receive the reward for any good deed, but cannot be cleansed by, and hence cannot leave, Gehenna or Gehinnom, because they don't or cannot repent. So this world can therefore seem unjust, where the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper, but many great thinkers have contemplated that. So that's the basis of sin from a Judaism, a Judaic lens. Now, Christianity While that is the foundation, Christianity kind of expands on it a little bit more. So in the Old Testament, some sins were punishable by death in other forms, like we talked about, while most sins were forgiven by burnt offerings. Christians consider the Old Covenant to be fulfilled by the gospel. In the New Testament, the forgiveness of sin is affected through faith and repentance. We get that from Mark 1. Well, lots of places, but Mark 1:15 is a good place to go. Sin is forgiven when the sinner acknowledges, confesses, and repents for their sin as a part of believing in Jesus Christ. And that's the key. You can't really have repentance without believing in Jesus Christ. At least not in a spiritual, eternal sense. So the sinner is expected to confess his sins to God as part of an ongoing relationship, which also includes giving thanks to God. And the sinful man or woman has never before been in a favorable relationship with God when, as part of his salvation, he's forgiven, he enters into a union with God, which abides forever. So in the epistle to the Romans, Romans 6:23, it's mentioned that the wages of sin is death, which is usually interpreted as if one repents for his sins, such person will inherit salvation, even though we all suffer physical death. But this is from a more eternal standpoint. So in Jewish Christianity, sin is believed to alienate the sinner from God, even though he has God has an extreme love for mankind. It has damaged and completely severed the relationship of humanity to God, and the relationship can only be restored through acceptance of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross as a satisfactory sacrifice for the sins of humanity. Humanity was destined for life with God when Adam disobeyed God. The Bible in John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish but have life everlasting." So there's a lot more to unpack there, but that's the basics of what we're looking at when we talk about sin. Now, from the Greek, when you look at the Greek word for sin, it actually means missing the mark. And you could think about this if you were an archer or if you shoot guns, you know, if you have a target set up. But if you're an archer, when you want to hit the bullseye, you know, you spend a lot of time in practice to be able to do that. You practice. And sometimes you miss the mark, and then what you do is you alter how you shoot based on the past mistakes, based on the times that you did miss the mark. You know, so life is kind of like that. Your whole life, you're learning from your, you should be anyway, learning from your past mistakes, your past sins. You learn from those so you can get more on the mark next time. Now, of course, ultimately, the mark is Jesus Christ. That's the mark. That's the mark that we should be hitting. And if we're living in sin, never hitting that mark, if we're living in always missing the mark, then you can't really call yourself an archer. You know, you wouldn't really be able to call yourself any kind of archer at all. You're just somebody who's shooting blindly. Now, if you actually spend time and practice and work trying to hit the mark and do it the best that you can, then you're always getting better. You're always improving. Now, this analogy only goes so far because works don't add to or take away from salvation itself. So once you have salvation, once you hit Jesus Christ, then it's all about learning from that example. Okay, you hit the mark, you found Jesus, you got saved. What now? Well, you learn from that example, Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect, sinless life, and you try your best to model your life after that. Now, sure, you're gonna miss the mark sometimes. That's gonna happen, but you learn from those too, and you try to hit the mark again and again as often as you can, as much as possible. Now, when you hit that first bullseye, the way that I kind of think about this is totally metaphoric. This isn't an actual literal teaching on death and eternity, but think of this as more just a metaphor. So imagine your whole life is you pulling back that string and aiming. Your whole life is aiming. That's what your entire life is. You're trying to aim the arrow to get just exactly right where the bullseye is. And then when you let go and the arrow flies off the bow, that's death. That's when your spirit flies out of your body, right? You leave this world and you go towards your mark. Now, if you've hit the mark already, if you already know Jesus, then the arrow, your spirit goes immediately to the Father. You're immediately there. You're in heaven. You're with God forever. And that arrow never gets pulled out of the bullseye. But if you're not, imagine, even if you're a little bit off, even if you just miss the mark a little bit, then you shoot past God. You shoot past his throne and out into eternal darkness, out into the outer darkness. And you keep going forever and ever, always getting further and further away from God with no hope of turning around, no hope of coming back, because the arrow has already been launched. It's already been shot. There's no turning it back now. You can't. It's impossible. So you can think of that metaphorically as what sin is and what missing the mark means and what hitting the mark means. But the good thing, the amazing thing with Jesus is you only got to hit the mark once. You only have to hit it once. You meet Jesus, you start a relationship with him, you hit the bullseye one time by committing yourself to him, knowing that in future shots you're gonna miss the mark sometimes. But on the one shot that matters, the one shot that's not practice anymore, the one shot where it's real and the spirit leaves the body, that you know you're gonna hit that mark because you know who Jesus Christ is. So we don't have to be slaves to sin. We can learn from sin. Sin's obviously not a good thing, but we can learn from our own sin. We can learn from other people's sin. When other people make a mistake, you can learn from that. You should. But it's all about your individual relationship with Jesus and him guiding you and allowing him to help you hit that mark. Because once you hit the mark once, you just got to replicate that, right? So Jesus Christ, his whole life was hitting the mark. He never missed the mark once. He lived without sin. So we model ourselves as best as we can after that, and we'll all get along a lot better because of it. So anyway, I wanted to talk about that because I think it's important. I don't think sin is in itself. I think we all kind of have an idea of what it is, but it's not talked about a whole lot. It's not really discussed a whole lot because, you know, like I said, it's kind of a depressing topic, but it doesn't have to be, because through Jesus, we are victorious over that because Jesus Christ already conquered sin and death. So we can be victorious as well with him. So if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you get all sorts of free videos, free podcasts. Everything is free and it's updated every single day, sometimes more than once a day. Also, we've been having problems with Facebook. Oh my gosh. For those of you who have followed me on Facebook, thank you for leaving comments and helping. It seems that when I first did that experiment where I misspelled, for those of you who have been following me at least the past couple of weeks or a month or so, when I misspelled everything, that seemed to do something, because after that, people were able to see my post. And I think what it was is that post got a lot of comments. Everybody pretty much saw it. And I think Facebook, when you comment on somebody's post, then Facebook, something in their algorithm will suggest more stuff or put more stuff from that source in your newsfeed. So that's why lately I've been posting my videos to Facebook and I've been asking people to comment. Even if you don't even have to really say anything, you can just say hi or whatever, you know. But if you comment, then that helps the video get further distribution to more people and on my friends list. But it'll also help you be able to see these videos, and I post them every day. So I post them every day on YouTube. YouTube is still a big question mark. I'm getting 100 or 200 views, or maybe a few hundred views per video, but with over 20,000 subscribers, it should be way more than that. So who knows? But what I have been doing, and this is extremely helpful, and thank you all so much for helping in this way. I set up a Patreon site. I'll give you some more information about that later. Patreon.com/Josh Peck. For as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron. And what that means is you get entered into contests. You can even get free books and things. You know, just go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. You can check that out. But what I'm trying to do here, I think what we're all trying to do here, at least those who contribute for sure, I know that you are, we're trying to build a community where we can freely talk about this stuff without it being suppressed and without YouTube and Google getting in the way of us wanting to talk to one another. If I want to talk to you guys about sin and how amazing Jesus Christ is, I should be able to do that. That shouldn't be a problem, but of course, we live in a fallen world that doesn't understand these things, and it becomes a problem, and people want to suppress us and shut us down. So let's not let them do it. The financial aspect does help. The donations help. There's even a donate page at joshpeck.com/donate. But if you can't, if you don't have the means to support financially, that is perfectly fine. You can share this video. You can get the word out. You can pray prayer above all else. I mean, that's the most important thing. You know, pray for me. Pray for everything that we're trying to do on this channel. Pray for the whole community. That would be extremely helpful. So, okay, I hope that has helped. I think this is an interesting topic, and I want to talk more about this kind of stuff. So also, leave me a comment. Leave me follow me on Steam at steamit.com/@JoshPeck. Tell me what you want to hear, because this to me should be Christianity 101, but for some reason it's not. So I want to talk more about this kind of stuff too, as well as deal with politics and the conspiratorial stuff and, you know, philosophy and stuff like that. All that kind of good stuff. So and that's why I do these every day. I love you all so much. Until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions. I always take feedback. I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/JoshPeck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.